Chapter 11. A Magic Wand. When Kira and Hannah's grandparents came back, Moira said she would show Hannah a garden, and she wheeled a wheelchair from the conservatory into a beautiful garden. Il y avait un bassin bordé d'iris jaunes dans lequel des poissons non pas rouges mais dorés et argentés profitaient des rayons du soleil printanier. Un parterre de roses de toutes les nuances de rouge qui exhalait un parfum exquis. Un jardin de rocailles dans lequel poussaient des plantes et herbes aromatiques pour la cuisine et les tisanes. Une tonnelle recouverte d'une vigne en fleurs, un parterre de fleurs sauvages. Un carré de jardin potager protégé par une petite serre où Anna reconnut des tomates, des salades, des courgettes et des aubergines. Et un terrain boisé au fond avec un saule pleureur, un sureau et des arbres fruitiers. Moira emmena Anna jusqu'aux arbres et dit,
choose a tree.
Hannah didn't understand.
Close your eyes and point to the tree you can see in your mind,
Moira explained. Hannah closed her eyes and concentrated. After a moment, she could see one tree in her mind. She pointed to it. Then she opened her eyes.
The apple tree. Good. Now, you have to find a straight branch that is as long as your forearm. From the tip of your middle finger to your elbow.
Moira expliqua par geste à Anna ce qu'elle voulait. Une branche droite, straight, de la longueur de son avant-bras, du bout de son doigt du milieu, le majeur, jusqu'à son coude. Cette fois, Anna comprit. Puis Moira lui donna un couteau pour qu'elle puisse couper la branche qu'elle avait choisie.
That's a perfect branch,
she said quand Anna lui montra la branche.
Now listen. This is to be your wand, to do magic with. You have to polish it to make it smooth. Do you understand?
Anna nodded. La branche allait être sa baguette pour faire de la magie.
I must polish it.
That's right. Before you break the spell on the treasure, you must draw a circle around yourself.
Elle fit le geste de dessiner un cercle.
This is to protect you. Then, concentrate your thoughts through the wand. Close your eyes, and you will see the treasure in your mind. Make it come up with your wand.
Elle fit un geste pour montrer quelque chose qui remontait.
But remember, buried treasure is dangerous, and you may well wish it wasn't there once you've got it up. Look at my legs.
Moira lifted the cover from her legs. And Hannah saw with horror that they ended at her knees.
Excuse me?
Hannah asked quietly as Kira walked back to the car with them.
What happened to your mother's legs?
She lost them a long time ago,
said Kira with a sad smile.
It happened on April 20th, 1982, when a car bomb exploded. She wasn't even 20 years old.
How horrible,
said Hannah. Kira smiled again.
Those were difficult times in Ireland, but things are much better now, so you just enjoy yourselves and your holiday.
When they got back to the house, Lorcan was not happy.
You all just go off,
he complained.
Nobody says anything to me, and you all disappear.
Hannah tried to console him.
I saw Moira, and she showed me how to make a magic wand. Tonight, I will dig the treasure up with my wand, and then you can go.
Brilliant,
said Lorcan, happy again.
I knew I could count on you.
When it gets dark, we will go back to the oak tree, and this time I know what to do.
Hannah went on.
Moira told me that the treasure was dangerous. Why is it dangerous?
Oh, don't you worry about that,
said Lorcan.
It's not your problem.
The evening came. They had dinner, and then their grandparents said it was time to go to bed. Anna remit ses vêtements sombres. Hugo, Lorcan, and Hannah left the house and walked over the field and up the hill, and at last they came to the oak tree, the brook, and the rose bush. Hannah took her magic wand and began to concentrate. She drew a circle around herself. She closed her eyes and she waited to see the treasure in her mind. Then, with her eyes closed, she pointed a magic wand at the treasure and made it come up out of the earth. When she opened her eyes, the leprechaun was very happy. He was dancing.
"She's done it!"
he cried.
"She's done it! She's broken the spell, and I've got the treasure. I'm rich!"
Hannah looked down and saw a very large wooden box. Cela n'avait pas vraiment l'air d'un trésor. Hugo lui toucha le bras pour rappeler qu'elle devait faire un vœu pour qu'il puisse récupérer sa voix.
"Lorcan,"
she said.
"No, I found the treasure. You must give Hugo his voice back."
"Is that your second wish?"
he asked.
"Remember, you've only got 3.
"That's my second wish,"
replied Hannah.
"I wish Hugo would get his voice back."
Lorcan turned round, stopped dancing, and looked at Hugo.
"Do you want your voice back?"
he asked. Hugo nodded.
"Okay then,"
said the leprechaun, and he snapped his fingers in the air. There was a sort of green flash.
"Thank you,"
said Hugo.
"My pleasure. Now, Hannah, just say your third and last wish, and I'll be free."
But Hannah shook her head.
"No. First, I must know what's in the box."
And she pointed at the wooden crate.